Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. We are spending more and more of our time trapped in other people's narratives. And by narratives, I don't mean just stories. Let me explain with an example. A long time ago, in a galaxy far away, I got an excited call from the editor of a magazine I wrote for. The feds were about to delist the American alligator from the endangered species list. After fewer than 20 years on the list, the population had rebounded almost magically, proving the efficacy of the list. This was a huge story for conservationists, and I was to go get it. It was February. The assignment was in Florida. He got no argument from me. Problem was, the story he sent me to get was dead on arrival. Within 10 minutes of my arrival at the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission's Wildlife Research Laboratory in Gainesville, the people who knew more about American alligators than anybody told me in no uncertain terms that everybody was getting the story wrong. Their methods of counting alligators had improved exponentially since the animal was listed, and they had high confidence in their current estimates of the population. The thing was, given the current count, it was mathematically impossible for the count to have been as low as it was thought to be in 1967 when it was listed. The alligator was never endangered, it was undercounted. Well, to say that my editors were displeased would be a major understatement. They had prepared a blockbuster cover and had illustrated and even done headlines and subheads for the article they thought I was going to write, the article I had been assigned to write. They had the narrative in mind all along before they knew the facts, and I had had the temerity to report that it was false. The actual article, titled Searching for Truth in Alligator Country, was warm beer compared to what they expected and compared to what other publications merrily and irresponsibly promulgated. If you Google Alligators and Endangered Species Act today, you will not get the truth. You will get the legend of the miraculous recovery. That is their narrative, and they stuck to it. We are today awash in narratives that are not supported by facts. There's a narrative about the 2020 presidential election that holds it was corrupt, inept, riddled with fraud and abuse, and unjustly robbed the Republican candidate of his rightful victory. The fact that no shred of evidence has been produced in verification, that every court consulted has firmly rejected every allegation, that no investigation has confirmed any aspect of it, well, that's not prevented a significant portion of the population from saying, it's my narrative and I'm sticking to it. There are competing narratives about the events of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th this year. One is a happy tale of a harmless bunch of patriots exercising their right of free assembly at the People's House on a momentous day. The other tells of a mob of murderous insurrectionists on a rampage that probably killed one police officer and left 138 seriously injured. The narratives cannot be reconciled. Only one of them can be true. And we have hundreds of hours of video showing which one is true. Yet they both survive as narratives to which people are sticking. Fox News has one set of narratives at hand, MSNBC another. A deranged person in Atlanta opens fire in 3 massage parlors, killing people, some of whom were almost certainly sex workers, and telling police who arrested him that he had a problem with sex addiction that made him do it. Yet in about 30 seconds, the narrative became, that he did it because he hated Asians. And the glowing profiles of the victims portrayed them as successful entrepreneurs and pillars of the community, maintaining an artful vagueness about what they actually were doing there. The narrative was quite different, by the way, in January of 2019, when Robert Kraft, billionaire owner of the New England Patriots, was caught several times on police video having and paying for sex at the Orchids of Asia Spa in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Charges against him were dropped. Did I mention he's a billionaire? But no one suggested he did it because the spa was run by Asians. If you have a narrative and you're sticking to it, chances are it's because the narrative portrays the world the way you want to see it and not the way it is. There is no way that dealing with the world on the basis of false narratives is going to do anybody any good. So, suppose we do some work with an open mind to find out the real story and base our actions and our arguments on that. Yeah, you're right. That'll never work. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.